Welcome back to Condor Currents, the podcast that flows through the latest in computer architecture research and RISC-V innovation. I'm your host, Skylar, and today we're diving into some absolutely fascinating developments from the world of silicon design. This episode is brought to you by Condor Computing, high-performance RISC-V processor IP. From Andes Technology, the world's leading RISC-V processor IP provider with 30% market share and over 12 billion SoCs shipped. Learn more at condorcomputing.com. Today, we're exploring European ambitions in HPC processors, a groundbreaking approach to NPU reliability, and some exciting news about RISC-V's growing revolution in the industry. Let's get started. Our first paper from Archive today is titled EPAC, The Last Dance, by Filippo Mantovani, Fabio Bancelli, Pablo Vizcaino, and colleagues. Now, the title might sound a bit dramatic, but this work represents something really significant. The culmination of the European Processor Initiative's multi-year effort to create a truly European HPC processor ecosystem. Think of EPAC as Europe's answer to the question, can we build our own high-performance computing silicon that doesn't rely on foreign technology? The chip itself is fascinating from an architectural standpoint. Built on GlobalFoundries 22 FDX technology, it packs about 300 million transistors into just 27 square millimeters. That's roughly the size of your pinky nail, but absolutely crammed with computational power. What makes EPAC particularly interesting is its heterogeneous approach. It integrates three distinct RISC-V compute tiles, each optimized for different workload classes. The VEC tile, for instance, is specifically designed for vector processing and double precision HPC workloads. This is exactly the kind of specialized approach we see becoming more common in modern processor design. Instead of trying to make one core do everything well, you create specialized units that excel at specific tasks. It's like having a Swiss Army knife where each tool is actually the best possible version of that tool. From a microarchitecture perspective, this multi-tile approach addresses one of the fundamental challenges in HPC processor design. How do you balance generality with performance? By dedicating different tiles to different workload characteristics, EPAC can potentially deliver much better performance per watt than a monolithic design. The fact that they've chosen RISC-V as the foundation is also strategically brilliant. It gives European companies and research institutions complete control over their computing stack, from the instruction set architecture all the way up to the applications. This kind of technological sovereignty is becoming increasingly important in our geopolitically complex world. What I find most exciting about EPAC is that it represents a real silicon-proven example of how RISC-V can scale up to HPC workloads. This isn't just a proof of concept. It's a working processor that could form the foundation of European supercomputers. The implications for the broader RISC-V ecosystem are huge. Now let's shift gears to our second paper, Strix, Rethinking NPU Reliability from a System Perspective, by Jiapeng Guan, Ji Zhang, Hao Zhu, and colleagues. This work tackles one of the most pressing challenges in modern AI acceleration. How do we make neural processing units reliable enough for safety-critical applications? The problem they're addressing is really fascinating. As we scale up our AI models and push our NPUs harder and harder, hardware faults are becoming more frequent. Think of it like this. Imagine you're building increasingly complex Rube Goldberg machines, and as they get more complex, there are more parts that can break. Traditional approaches to NPU reliability have been pretty crude. They essentially treat the entire NPU as one giant black box and just replicate the whole thing. It's like having two entire cars just in case one breaks down, which obviously comes with massive costs in terms of performance and hardware overhead. Strix takes a completely different approach. It's a full-stack reliability framework that understands the internal structure of NPUs. Instead of treating the NPU as a monolith, Strix recognizes that different parts of the neural processing pipeline have different reliability requirements and fault characteristics. Some operations might be naturally more resilient to errors, while others might be critical for maintaining accuracy. What's really clever about their approach is how it bridges the gap between what reliability we actually need and what's actually deployable. They've created a system that can provide strong reliability guarantees without the prohibitive overheads of traditional approaches. This is particularly important as we see AI accelerators moving into safety-critical domains like autonomous vehicles, medical devices, and industrial control systems. From an architecture perspective, Strix represents a new way of thinking about fault tolerance in specialized accelerators. instead of bolting on reliability as an afterthought, they've designed it into the system from the ground up. This kind of co-design between the hardware architecture and the reliability mechanisms is exactly what we need to see more of. The implications extend beyond just NPUS2. These same principles could apply to other specialized accelerators, including the vector processing units we just talked about in EPAC. As we build more heterogeneous computing systems with specialized tiles and accelerators, we need reliability frameworks that understand the unique characteristics of each component. Moving into our news coverage, we've got some great pieces highlighting the ongoing RISC-V revolution in CPU architecture. The first story from Design and Reuse really captures the momentum behind RISC-V's open-source approach to processor design. What's remarkable is how quickly RISC-V has moved from an academic curiosity to a serious commercial force. The open-source nature of RISC-V is fundamentally changing how we think about processor development. Instead of being locked into proprietary instruction set architectures controlled by a handful of companies, engineers and companies can now innovate freely on top of a truly open foundation. This is creating an explosion of specialized processor designs, each optimized for specific use cases. It's like the difference between being forced to use only one type of hammer for every job versus having access to an entire toolbox where you can create the perfect tool for each specific task. The ecosystem effects are particularly interesting. When Anas Technology, for example, develops new RISC-V, processor IP, those innovations can benefit the entire ecosystem. Companies can build on each other's work in ways that simply weren't possible with proprietary architectures. We're seeing this collaborative approach accelerate innovation in ways that remind me of the early days of Linux in the software world. Our second news piece from John Petty Research focuses specifically on RISC-V vector extensions for AI, which ties beautifully into both papers we've discussed today. The RISC-V vector extension, or RVV, is a particularly elegant solution to the challenge of accelerating AI workloads. Unlike fixed-function AI accelerators that can only do specific operations, vector processors can adapt to different neural network architectures and algorithms. Think of it as the difference between a specialized factory that can only make one specific product versus a flexible manufacturing facility that can be reconfigured for different products as needs change. This flexibility is becoming increasingly important as AI algorithms evolve rapidly. The vector extension approach also has significant advantages for companies building AI systems. Instead of needing separate processors for general computation and AI acceleration, you can use vector-enhanced RISC-V cores that handle both workloads efficiently. This reduces system complexity, power consumption, and cost. It's exactly the kind of elegant architectural solution that makes RISC-V so compelling. The timing of these developments couldn't be better. As we see more AI workloads moving to edge devices and embedded systems, the ability to have programmable, power-efficient AI acceleration becomes crucial. RISC-V's vector extensions provide exactly that capability, with the added benefit of being completely open and customizable. That wraps up another episode of Condor Currents. We've covered European HPC ambitions with EPAC, innovative approaches to NPU reliability with Strix, and the continued momentum of the RISC-V revolution in both general computing and AI acceleration. Condor Currents, brought to you by Condor Computing, part of Andes Technologies' RISC-V processor IP portfolio. Don't forget to subscribe for your daily dose of computer architecture research and innovation. Tomorrow, we'll be diving into more cutting-edge research from the world of silicon design. Until then, keep those pipelines flowing.